Hey, John, thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's if fun. We can start, let's find out who you actually are. What's your biggest passion in life? You've got so many.
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think kind of through my career, you know, kind of musically, my biggest passion is our troops and their families and performing for them and writing songs about their experiences and doing all I can to support our troops. So, for decades, that's kind of been my biggest passion, you know, outside my family and things like that.
Okay. Well, and I guess that will segue right into the song Superman, which after 9/11, that became kind of an anthem in this country. How did you feel about that?
You know, certainly, you know, for a young songwriter, you know, to have his first song kind of take on that kind of cultural meaning was humbling, scary, confusing. In retrospect, you know, I'm glad there were songs like that, you know, that provided solace for the nation after the attacks of 9/11. I was actually in Europe, in England on 9/11, and kind of watched in horror like everyone else. And I didn't realize till I got back to the States how, you know, Superman had really become a song recognizing those heroes that ran into those buildings. So I think that and performing at the Concert for New York, I think early in my career kind of gave me a different look at why music matters and how it can transcend. And I think that's kind of affected me ever since.
You also wrote Can One Man Save the World? And that was in honor of Zelensky and the fight Ukraine is having with Russia. That's pretty powerful. You performed there, right?
Yeah, it was quite an amazing experience. I kind of wrote the song about the, you know, the fortitude of the Ukrainian people. And I was asked to go to Ukraine and perform with a Ukrainian orchestra. And we did that. And turns out we did it in a very significant place, a kind of bombed out airport that held the symbol of Ukrainian independence, which is actually an airplane called the Maria, the largest cargo plane in the world. And we put this orchestra in front of this blown up plane and pools of jet fuel and you know, sang Can One Man Save the World. And as I said, it was very humbling. And, you know, to see their fortitude firsthand, you know, one of my favorite stories is the leader of the orchestra was this little woman violin player. She's probably about 70 years old, maybe 5 foot tall on a good day. And she spent an hour, you know, teaching me curse words in Ukrainian and how to curse Putin, you know. So I'm like, you know, there's a reason these folks are standing up to this behemoth. And yeah, so quite an experience and was honored to do that. And I look forward to going back.
Now you're coming to Ohio. You're going to be doing a concert at MGM Northfield Park June 13th with Edwin McCain, excuse me. But what are we going to see? What is this experience going to be like? Do you incorporate some of those stories and some of those humanitarian efforts, or is it pure music?
But yeah, you know, it's, you know, we love the summer rock shows. I have such a great, you know, band, and there's nothing better than kind of being out in the summer and having fun. And yeah, of course we play the hits and we have some fun and, you know, we tell some jokes, but I'll also always do a song for our troops and their families. And I'll certainly mention, you know, we'll play Can One Man Save the World? And I think people like to know the context of songs. But it's, you know, in my mind, you know, the best concert, you know, you leave after shedding a tear, after having a laugh and singing, you know, till your lungs burst. And that's what we like to do. And Edwin, again, such an iconic artist, has so such amazing songs. And, you know, I'll Be was one of the biggest songs of the late 90s. And, you know, I look forward to hearing that every night. So, yeah, and we love coming to the heartland. Look, you know, Fight for Fighting kind of broke out of your neck of the woods. And so it's always great to be back in Ohio and hang with the folks. So we certainly have that date circled.
Man, John, thank you so much for this interview. This was just so enlightening. I appreciate it so much.
My pleasure. Yeah. And if you'd like to come to the show, please be our guest.